I mean, that's a good word, isn't it? But we know that all things work together for good. For all things work together for good. I want to talk about today, if y'all just give me a few minutes, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Somebody said, wow, where did that come from? Keep your hands up. My brothers and sisters, Paul in the Bible has written for our, amen, spiritual lives, several books, several pages, several words, paragraphs, sentences, whatever you want to call it, to encourage us that we can make it. And here he says that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, if y'all say amen just a few times, I promise I won't be long this morning. If we go hard, we don't go long. I noticed that Paul wrote another word here to the people in regards to prayer. And he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. And if somebody would turn there with me. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So Paul tells those who are in prayer, those who that know that God is an awesome God, he said, just lift up your holy hands in prayer. I want to tell somebody, all things work together for good. No matter what you're going through this morning, just lift your hands up. Just lift your hands up. I was at the, and this is awesome. I say this all the time that, well, I've been working on something all week long and then God gave me something else. But I got to be honest with you. Last night while I was at the fair, the Lord gave me something else. He said, keep your hands up. He said, you need to tell Orange Chapel in the morning to keep their hands up. I watched as I walked through the fair yesterday. I paid my little money to get in. And we paid the entry fee, and then we bought our bracelets, and we walked around, and I noticed all the beautiful rides and all the people that were there to have a good time at the fair. And I watched the rides. I watched the kids as they stood in line, and I watched the parents bring their little kids up to get on the rides, and some of them were excited to get on the rides. But there were some others that were a little bit afraid to get on the ride, Deacon Smith. Keep your hands up. This is almost over. And as I watched these kids get on the rides, I noticed some of them were on the rides. There was a roller coaster called the Dragon for the little kids. And the Dragon was reeling and rocking and moving really fast for little kids. And I noticed as they all got in line, they jumped on the Dragon. Some of them, my brothers and sisters, when the Dragon took off, it was all smiles. The Dragon reminded me a lot of life. Life is just like a roller coaster. Only a few years ago, there were only 5 people in this church, but look at God. See, y'all, anybody been to Six Flags? Anybody been to Six Flags lately? Did you get on the Texas Giant, or did you get on the Titan, which is my favorite roller coaster? Well, see, the Titan is all good when you're going up the hill. Clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack. And then when you get to the top. And you can't even see the bottom. Sometimes in life, my brothers and sisters, for you younger people, it's kind of like riding a dragon, or kind of like riding a titan for us adults. Sometimes you can't see what's on the other side. But you just have to hold on, because the word tells that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So all the time in life, it's not going to be all on level ground. Amen. We're going to have some peaks, some valleys, some turns. But as long as you're strapped in with Jesus, you don't have anything to worry about. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus got me strapped in. It's a little rough right now, but Jesus got me. He has me strapped in. So I noticed Inslee. She got on the dragon. And the first time she got on, she had Devin with her. So she had somebody with her. She gets on the dragon. She takes her seat. She sits down with Devin beside her. She got big cousin with her. So, you know, it's all good. They take off. Some of the kids are crying. She looking at Devin smiling. So the ride ended. They got off. Oh, that was fun. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now watch this. We went and wrote some other stuff there. Then we come back. We came back to the dragon. She wanted to ride the dragon again. See, sometimes my brothers and sisters in life, we may get on that roller coaster more than one time. But keep your hands up. Because what happened the second time was Inslee realized that it was all good the first run. It was all good the first. He brought her through one time, so she had faith and knew he was going to bring her through again. So watch this. When she gets on the ride the second time, watch this. I looked in the line. I said, is that our baby? She pushing folks out the way. Whoa, little kids, whoa. Heard somebody say, whose little girl is that? I didn't say anything. Inslee pushed her way and she got on the front seat. Told her she pushed her way, she got on the front seat. Devin went to the back. But Inslee got on the front seat. And I noticed when they started hitting the curves and hitting the hill, Inslee was with a get your hands up, church. And the Lord started dealing with me when I watched this baby who was on a ride that was supposed to be scary. Aren't little kids supposed to be afraid of dragons? But she conquered that dragon. And she rode him all night long with her hands up. And that's what we ought to be doing in life. God has given us an instruction manual of how to make it through this life. He says that all things work together for good for them that love God. So if you love God, there's no need to be in the seat crying. I don't know what to do. But when you get on the Titan, there's no need to flip out or freak out, because, you know, once you get on, have they ever stopped the roller coaster because you were scared? As long as I've been living, I've never seen, stop. She's too afraid. And then what's crazy about when you go to Six Flags on those big roller coasters, they take a picture of you. So you crying. Somebody's watching you, my brothers and sisters, as you go through life. As you ride your roller coaster, somebody is watching you. Let's see, somebody watching you. They've been watching your daddy for years, but you grown now. Somebody's watching you. Veronica, somebody's watching you. Woo! Sister Ellis in the back, somebody's watching you. How you ride this roller coaster? You ought to keep your hands up. You ought to keep your hands up. No matter what you're going through, you ought to keep your hands up. My brothers and sisters, when you say that, and I've said this before, but when you say that things are impossible in your life, if anybody ever said it's impossible, I can't do it, I can't go through it, what does the word say? The word says keep your hands up. Luke 18 and 27 says all things are possible. It didn't say some things are possible, but it said all things are possible. Do you believe what the word says? Keep your hands up. The word says that if you say well, you know what? I'm too hot. I'm too tired. What does the word say? In Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It says, I will give you rest. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, church. When you say, I can't go on, amen, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says that my grace is sufficient enough for thee. How many of y'all believe that today? It is time out for you and I to be upset and crying about every little thing that goes on in our lives. The word tells us that we are more than conquerors. That's what the word says. If we are children of God, that means we have victory over all things. We know that the devil comes to seek whom he may devour. We know that he walks to and fro seeking to whom he may destroy or devour. But you know what? We have a risen Savior on our side. And if you turn over to the back of the book, there is victory in Jesus. So there's no need to fall over and cry. You got to keep your hands up. Amen? Is anybody in the house? You know, when you read it, look at this thing. Y'all remember when we would go to Six Flags, and I remember the first time, I thought the Judge Roy screen, y'all ever rode the Judge Roy screen? When I was a kid, I thought that was the scariest roller coaster ever. I cried so hard one night on it. But now, my brothers and sisters, I've gotten a little older and a little bit wiser. So those things that used to make me flip out. I don't want to ride it. I don't want it. Yeah, you're going to ride it. That's what mama said. Yeah, you're going to ride it. I paid $30 for y'all to get it. That was back in the day. I paid $30 for you to get it. You're going to ride everything. And you know what? I believe that Jesus is talking to some of us. He said, look, I paid the price. I paid the price for you. Do you really think you're not going to go through some things? You better get on this thing and ride, because I got you strapped in. You know what was good about when you ride those roller coasters? Me and Daryl, one would ride with mama and the other one ride with daddy. And when you have those that are close to you that believe like you believe, they, guess what? Just like Devin did with Inslee, he realized that, oh, boy, this is good stuff. See, somebody know where I'm getting at with this thing. See, Devin stayed with Inslee until he figured out that she was okay by herself. Come here, DQ. See, I stick with DQ. I text him and I call him all the time. I'm going to stick with him till he's all right to ride by himself. We got to stick with each other, Orange Chapel. You big enough to ride this thing by yourself? Bible says, train up a child the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. Ride on, DQ. But keep your hands up. But keep your hands up. When sickness comes, keep your hands up. When trouble comes in your marriage, keep your hands up. When trouble hits the church, just keep your hands up. This is not a time for us to freak out, because it's not going to stop. Guess what? You're going to ride it till the end. Amen? So you might as well ride it knowing that you have victory. You might as well enjoy it. Amen? You might as well enjoy life, because somebody's taking a picture. He's down there pastoring the church and he's miserable. I would never want to do that. He's a deacon of the church and he hates it. Sings in the choir and not happy. Standing on the door as an usher and don't even like people. Keep your hands up. You raise them boys, keep your hands up. Amen. Oh. Jesus is a great example for keeping your hands up. See, no matter what went on in his life, amen, when they brought him down and when they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, Bible says he never said a mumbling word. Is that what your Bible said? That they took him out and they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet to the cross. They pierced him in the side. They put a crown of thorns on his head. My brothers and sisters, you got to understand that you can keep your hands up because the blood has covered you. Amen. The blood of Jesus has covered you. Why is it that it's so significant? And this is very significant. And I need to share this with you before I go. See, I believe that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and his blood, his precious blood covers me, right? Where there was blood shed from his feet. Amen? So that means that everywhere that I step, all right. Is covered by the blood of Jesus. But they said that they put nails in his hands, so everything that I touch, there's a layer of blood between me and you. And guess what? If you've accepted Jesus Christ, then guess what? Now we blood brothers. Everything that I touched is covered by the blood. They pierced him in the side. When I hook up, come and dig you again. Everything that's close to me, the blood protects me. Amen. And for you husbands and wives, the blood puts you together. Amen. They put a crown of thorns on his head. So that means that even my mind is guarded by the blood. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. All things work. Even him going to the cross is for the good. And he said, if I be lifted up. Sister Roberta, they messed up and they lifted my Jesus up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto who? Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. And that's enough to go home on this morning. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise.